So we left off yesterday in the one difficult piece of Tosfos, which is very, very difficult to read. Does anybody know what I think? Well, I have an opinion. What do you think that Tosfos was driving at? Tosfos had, remember, just to review quickly, Tosfos had three questions, and he answered two of the three questions. One didn't require an answer. There were three data points that pointed to the idea that Almanash Shelo Tinasi is dafka Almanash Shelo Tinasi. It can't be Almanash Shelo Tibali, because of Almanash Shelo Tibali, that would be like chutz. So we had two kashas from the Brice on Pigim Amud Aleph, and Tosfos addressed those questions. He had a question from the bottom of our Amud, on bottom Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where the Lashon on the Brice of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was Almanash Shelo Tibali. So Tosfos didn't really, he said, Almanash Shelo Tinasi. He didn't say Almanash Shelo Tinasi Lo Tibali. So Tosfos doesn't answer. If you want to say that Lav Dafka, he doesn't answer, but you would say Lav Dafka, right? In other words, okay, so it's not specifically but then Tosfos turns around and says, by the way, it's clear that it cannot be that Almanash Shelo Tibali is different than Almanash Shelo Tinasi. In other words, Almanash Shelo Tinasi Lo Tibali is the same thing. That's called Almanach. And his first raya was that if you don't say that, then in the Brice of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the bottom, they base him at all of it. When he's looking to define a chiluk, the liminal Tinasi versus Almanash Shelo Tibali, and the fact that it doesn't pick up on that when it's looking to define the lines shows you that Almanash Shelo Tibali is part of Almanash Shelo Tinasi. And then Tosfos presented another raya that Almanash Shelo Tinasi is the same thing as Almanash Shelo Tibali is the same thing. The question is, what was you don't have the print edition, you have the post.
Rebbe just cut out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you don't lose too much of that.
Just cut out again.
Not going so well.
It's not going so well. And I thought you were gonna hold on, let me see if there's something on my end. It appears to be strong. Okay. We'll try. We'll do the best we can. I guess the recording is going to be truncated also. You can hear me now, right? Now it says my internet connection is unstable. Usually tells me after the fact. Okay. So so Tosfos, the difficult line in Tosfos was near the end. Tosfos said the following. He said, the ode. So it's the three lines before the end of Tosfos. So Tosfos says, "Ela asu nisuna bila, afilu hachi lo havishir, afagav debechutz modalehu." So what is that line? Still no answers? I gave you a day to answer this. Shimmy, you got to unmute yourself. Go ahead.
I think that what he's trying to drive at is that up above where it says, Odilma Alminatu, it's saying that they disagree by Alminat, but agree by Chutz, when it could have been saying that they disagree by Alminat Shlotanasi, but agree by Lotanasi Vlotabali.
You're on the right track, but I don't think you're in the right place. That's an important step. Did you read the rush, Jimmy? You saw the rush, right?
Yeah.
So I think the rush makes clear what this raya, a bunch of Rishonim say this, and I think it's what Tosfos is saying. When the Gemara says that, you may not find this compelling, but when, you know, let's hold on. Let's read the rush. Let's read the rush and see, and we'll get to the point where I think that, where I think that that's what he's driving at. Yoni, can I ask you to read?
Yeah, I just need to open it up.
To the Rush.
Yes.
I realize for my convenience, I have it on a piece of everything. I have a Gemara with me, but I have it on a piece of paper. So it's easier for me to jump to the Rush. Go whenever you're ready, Yom.
So fine, please.
It's Simon Aleph.
Sorry?
Where did I ask you to start? Start from the beginning. Of Perites in the Rush.
Yeah. Gasha Tishto Rama, the Halayat Nito Chandam, Aval Utoni, Ella Lutoni, Rabbi Eliza, Matia, Bachim Oslin, Kate Sadiase, Yiklenu, Mimena, Yachso, Yikmena Lab, Yama Halayat Nito Chandam, the Ink Tavo. בתוכו, אחרי שחזר מחכו בסול, איבאל הוא חי אלא חוץ הוא או אמנת הוא, חוץ הוא וחוץ הוא דפליגי רבנן עלי דרבי בזר, דהשאר אלא בגט, אבל באמנת מודולי מידי דהבה אקל תנאי דאמה. או דאמה, אמנת הוא ואמנת הוא דפליג רבי בזר עלי הוא דרבנן, עלי הוא דרבנן, אבל בחוץ מודד דהשאר אלא בגט,
Okay.
That was Ravina. Ravina de Bain Amarna Amanat Shut Nasi, Bain Amarna Amanat Shuti Bali.
Right. Doesn't make a difference either way. And now this is going to be, now he's going to start to present rights. Go ahead.
Midikami Baile Chutsu, Uchutsu de the Pugir Banana Ale de Rabbi Lezer, Aval, the Amnat Modu, Mashma, the Amnat Dumia de Hoots, Lo Havishua, Afilu Amala Amnat Shloti Nasi Loti Bali.
Okay. What is the Raya here? By the way, I'll just spill the beans on this. I think this is what Tosis is saying also. Anybody can chime in. What is the Rush's Raya here? And maybe you don't find it compelling. It's possible you don't find it compelling. But you don't have to find it compelling. At least you have to understand what he's saying. Then you can decide how strong of a raya is.
We distinguish within, we don't distinguish within Amanat.
No, that's not what, that is the next raya. That's the first one that Tosis brought. Tosis says the fact that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hita fails to distinguish, if he's looking for liminal cases, then that's what he should have done. He's trying to define the point of the line. Now, you could, by the way, have asked the same question here in the Gemara's Ibaye, but it's actually not as compelling a question here. Right? In other words, when Rabbi Yose is coming, I would say, to draw the line, he's coming to explain, to draw a line. The Gemara here is less interested in drawing a line as opposed to is exploring with what the case is, right? If you think about it, what is the interest of the Gemara right now on the most literal level? It's a vocabulary question. What does it mean, Ella? The fact that Ella can either mean chutz, or Ella, the Gemara thinks it could either be chutz, or it could be almanaz. Now, based upon that, it might tell you something about something else. So the rush has explained here very, very straightforward, really insightful. The Rush, quoting from the Riva, is that if you hold that the machlokes is by chutz, so the machlokes is whether or not the get has to be matyukar for any one person or for every person. It's not because, I mean, it's called the Shir Begita. The Gemara does use the term, but the Rush is saying the Shir Begita, there are two different Shir Begitas here. One is in the process of how the get works, and the other is in the practical effects of it. And I think we can actually see, if you go back to the Gemara, I think it can prove that to you. So remind me, as soon as I finish explaining this, I want to go back to the Gemara and prove that point to you. But the Rush says like this, that if Shir Begita, that if, and they only argue by chutz. They're arguing what a get has to do in terms of being matir, or the cholishvish or the one ish. Now, an almanas, shaloti bali, is matir har the cholishvish. It's just practically speaking, like with any tanai, she cannot be with the guy he can't marry. So therefore, he was matir her l'chol shviish, and therefore the rabbanon who say that almanas is good, the modet Rabbi Eliezer, they say even by almanas shelo tibar. But if Rabbi Eliezer is modet by chutz that it's not shayach to have shir begita, meaning again has to be matir her l'chol echad v'echad. But when you say almanas shelo tinasa, almanas shelo tibali, he was matir her l'chol echad v'echad. It's just for pragmatic reasons, for technical reasons, she can't actually marry this guy. So then he says, Rabbi Eliezer's argument is me to have a kol tanai d'alma would agree that if you said almanash shaloki bali, that that's no good because it's not like every other tanai b'alma. Every other tanai b'alma, tanai is fulfilled, then she's mutaris to everybody. Here, she's not mutaris to everybody in practice by definition. And that's called ishir begita. It's a different kind of ishir begita. It's not that he wasn't matir har l'chol ishvish, it's that she has no possibility for whatever reason of marrying this man. This particular man, who otherwise she would have been with terrorists. Riva says that if you hold that the machlokus is dafka by almanas, Rabbi Eliezer believes that it's meaning to have a kol tanai d'alma, but almanas shel tibali is not like kol tanai d'alma. And the rabbanon say that not only that, but almanas shel tinasi is not like a kol tanai d'alma. So that's what he suggests, that you only have to say almanas shel tibali is the same as almanas shel tinasi if the machlokus is by chutz. Now think about what he does. What is he, before you even read on in the rush, what is the value of that tool? Right? Everybody until now has been assuming it's an either or. Either you hold almanas shel tibali is the same as almanas shel tinasi, or you hold that almanas shel tibali is chutz. But what the Riva has done is introduced a middle category, and this has tremendous value, meaning a split. It's not A or B, it's AB. What's the value methodologically in such an answer, Shimmy?
It means that he can explain some problems with the explanation that works best for them and other problems with the explanation that works best for them.
Excellent, exactly. Right? We had three points in the Gemara that pointed one direction. We had two or three points that pointed in the other direction. And taking the Riva's approach basically becomes a key that says, I don't have to pick and choose. I don't have to say, I like these rayas and I docha these three kashas, or I docha these three kashas like these rayas. He can say, these are three rayas and these are three rayas. These three rayas prove almanas shel tibali is like almanas shel tinasi, and these three rayas prove that almanas shel tibali is not like almanas shel tinasi. How can it be so? The famous shaila, the two people come to the rabbi. They say, one presents his tainus, the rabbi said, you're right. The other guy presents his tainus, the rabbi says, you're right. The Talmud says to the Rebbe, says, how can they both be right? He says, you're right too. The third one is actually not true in this case. In this case, each side can be right. So how does it work out? So the rush continues now. Thank you, Yoni. Prime, can you please continue in the rush? He's now going to explain how is this solve the problem. Bahashta.
Bahashta, nicha de reyosi, rehuda de moki, bepukta, pukta bamanas, and katzavka amanas shel tinas.
Right. Rabbiosi, Rabbi Huda, the first kasha that Tosus had pointing to the fact that almanas shel tibali is different was from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's choice to formulate it almanas shel tinasi, not almanas shel tibali. But let me ask you a question. What does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda hold? That the machlokus is by almanas, machlokus is by chutz? By almanas. So according to the almanas, the almanas shel tibali doesn't work, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Solve that problem. Okay, go ahead. Nichanami
hashta the parach.
And as you wanted to know, hey, wait, if they're trying to say hutra etzlo biznus, so why didn't they give a case of amanash shelo tibali leploni, where she's not hutra etzlo biznus, and it's a asur lezem and peres lezem? Well, the Gemara is saying that within amanas, and within amanas, amanash shelo tibali goes with chutz.
Okay. Go
ahead.
The question is why, once we say that the machlokes, this is the third kasha poses, once we say that the machlokes is by chutz, so the question is, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili's question is not only shayach to Rabbi Lezer, it's shayach to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon hold by almanas, by Almanas Shelo. Again, how does it go? According to the Rabbanon, if they're a moda that it works by Almanas, so why don't we say that it's Muteras Lazeh Vasura Lazeh? So the answer would be, so if you say Almanas Shaloti Bali works just as well, then is the same thing as Almanas Shaloti Nasi. I gotta remind myself of the question. The question was, once the Gemara gets to the Maskana, it says that way, are you by Chutz? But by Almanas, they're all Mode. So the Rabbanon would admit that if you said Almanas Shalo Tinasi Liploni, if the Rabbanan were to admit Almanas Tinasi Liploni means that she is Asura Lazeh and Muteras Lazeh, knows that it works. So why isn't that Asura Lazeh and Muteras Lazeh? So the way to get around that answer to the question is to say, oh, because Almanas Tibali, Almanas Tinasi does not include Almanas Tibali. Is it backwards or not? It has to work, but someone help me with this. What was the third Kasha Tosis? Why does Rabbi Yossi HaGlili ask only against Rabbi Eliezer by Chutz that Heichan Matzina Batara Sula Zemutaras Lazeh? According to the Rabbanon, when you do Almanas, Shalo.
Tibali would be the same.
Almanas Shalo Tibali, if it works, right, you could ask the very same kasha.
If Almanas Shalo Tibali is good.
You could ask the very same.
Now, if there's a mahalik, then there's no question.
So if once you say that they're arguing by chutz, then there is no chiluk.
There's no question. Meaning there's no action for that.
Hold on one second. If you say that they're arguing by chutz, then it means the Rabbanon Amoda that Almanas Shalo Tibali is good. Isn't that what it means? If you say that the argument is dafka by chutz, then by Almanas Shalo, with the Rabbanon Amoda, when the Rabbanon Amoda by Almanas, so then Almanas Shalo Tibali is the same as Almanas Shalo Tinasi. And Almanas Shalo Tibali works. So isn't the question remain intact? Oh, so he has to invoke. We didn't finish reading till the end of the line, or I didn't listen.
Go ahead.
Once you say, right, this is not the same approach. This is saying once you say that for the Rabbanon, Almanas Shalo Tibali and Almanas Tinasi are the same thing. The reason why that's the case is because she's Chotro Lakol. It's just, in other words, because remember when they argue that by Chutz, they're arguing who you have to be matir for, based upon the pasuk, Cholish V'ish or the Ishecha. But they all agree that if you matir for everybody, just there's an impediment that's called Muteras Lakol, and that it works.
So he's utilizing the Ri's sort of conceptual chalak here.
Correct. He is stealing here.
The Chi Pligi Bachutz, Amanash Shavin Lativer, Hutra Lakol, Shudit of Tanai Begay. Okay.
So it's very, very clever. You solve all of the Gemaras, so nothing really is a question. Everything is a riot. Three things are a riot to one side, and two or three things are a riot to the other side.
Hilkach. Go ahead.
Hilkach.
Last line of the rush.
Hilkach. Let's hand the Moki b'tayu b'chutz b'chol amanas sharu rabbanan bin amanas d'otinasi bin amanas otibali bin amanas otie materas l'pon.
That's a contentious issue that I don't want to really touch upon. What if you said explicitly Almanas Shalotei Muteras Laploni? So that's kind of like some would call that a kvi or a koi. It's actually a koi, but you know what a koi is? Or if you learned it, heard it as kvi. I believe the good localization is koi. I think it's yeshivish to call it kvi, but I'm not sure. Anybody ever heard the term? Shimmy, ever heard the term? It's a good term to have in your pocket to annoy people with. Koi is a safek chaya, safek behema. there are Mishnayos, you know, it's a very contemporary issue, androgynous, because of all sorts of, so it's a very contemporary issue. So it's not really androgynous, but there's a perek androgynous in Maseches Bikurim that's not part of the Mishnah, but some print that it is the fourth perek of the Mishnah. The reason why it's there is because the Mishnayos in Bikurim talk about the status of a koi. A koi, according to, it's a machlokas what a koi is, that's even great, but a koi is a safek chaya, safek behema. So you have the chumers of chaya, you have the chumers of behema, you have the common denominator chumers of both. So a koi, for example, a koi, you're not allowed to eat the chaylev of a koi. You are allowed to eat the chaylev of a gazelle, of a tzvi, but you're not allowed to eat the chaylev of a behema. So a koi, we're not sure you can't eat the chaylev. If you shech a gazelle, a tzvi, you have to do kisei hadam, because it's a chaya. If you shech the cow, you don't have to do kisei hadam, it's a behema. You shech the koi, you have to do kisei hadam, because it might be a behema, etc. So a koi, basically, it's like between two worlds. When you say, I think they quote a Ramban who disagrees with this particular issue.
I don't really care about that line, but when he does say that, according to the Rabbanon, if they argue by Almanas, or Rabbanon permit Almanas, Nasi, they permit Almanas, Ribali, Kaven, Shahaves, Hiskir, Vedify.
Can you just get Almanas? Tno Havi? Bishar Yor Allah Alma.
Okay, that it doesn't, we don't make a chiluk when the almanas is, tells you that all almanas are the same if it's ba'almanas li. Okay. So what does this mean halacha lemaisa, by the way? It means that if we paskin like the Mishnah, which we do, then it means the machlokas is by chutz, but not by almanas the rabbanon amodu. So according to the riva, the rabbanon amodu, even by almanas shelo ti ba'ali. Okay. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Anybody look it up? Nobody looked up the Shulchan Aruch? Ephraim, I can't share. You have a way of letting me to share my screen? Or you have the Bar Ilan with you?
I don't have the Bar Ilan. You should have permission now.
Are you able? Are you able to make me an administrator to share?
It should work now.
Oh, I can share. Okay, hold on. I'm just pulling my Bar Ilan up. All right, share screen. Very cool. All right, let me make this a little bigger. And second. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Amar Allah Hareat Muteris Lachal Adam or in Sefaluch, Chutz Mi Ploni, O Ella Laploni, Eno Get, Kate Sad Yase, Yitlenim Yenav Yase, Yenav Yom Hareat Muteris Lachal Adam, Avon Omar Amanas, Hareat Kishar Tanai Had Yet, Bain Amar Allah Amanas Shalot Tinase, Lo Amanas Shalot Tibadi, Lo O Amanas Shalo Tihielo, which is a little different. And then Vyesh Machmir, Afilab Omar Amanas, Vyesh Mahakmil Hatilish. You notice that the Ram Machaber himself, Paskins, in effect, like the Riva. Either Paskins like the Maskana of Tosfos or like the Riva. Because the bottom, for Tosfos, it doesn't matter how you read the Machlokes, Almanash al-Tibali is the same as Almanash al-Tinasi. But even according to the other opinion, according to the Riva, if you Paskin that the Machlokes is by Chutz, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch is Paskining, then by Almanash, there is no distinction of Almanash al-Tinasi al-Tibali. The Ramos Chumra here, V'yishmach min afim ba'omer Almanash, is the Ramban sheet that we haven't spoken about yet that we're going to really talk about probably as the next topic and share in the beginning of next. Okay. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rabbanon, by Chutz, they allow Almanas, and they even allow Almanas Shaloti broadly, except for the Ramah is being kosher for the sheet of the Ramban that they argue across the board, and therefore the Rabbanon don't even allow Almanas Shaloti Nasi to get Almanas Shaloti broadly. Okay. Any questions so far? So if you had made up your chart, yes, Jay.
So if they say that it's like any other Tanai and a Get, aren't there other Tanais that don't work?
If you formulate the Tanai properly, in other words, there are Mishpatei Tanai. It has to be Tanai Kof. You have to double it. If yes, if no. It has to be, which by the way, you may need none of these when you say almanas, or almost none of these. The things that require fancy formulation as opposed to substantive may not be required when you do almanas. In other words, when you say haram mekudesh eslibit nabaso k'das moshe yisrael intidi limasayim zos, you may not need to do anything else. Because almanas, there's some explanation of it. But let's put that aside for the moment. Presumably, you would have to, by this tanai, you'd have to do tanai kafal, and it'd have to be hein kodam alav, and it'd have to be tanai kodam abaisa. And I'll even grant you, it has to be davar shef shalakayim, something you could fulfill, and it can't be masna mashakas of the Torah. But once it fits those criteria, every tanai that fits those criteria should be good. And if this tanai of amanash tinasin tloni is formulated in such a way to meet all those criteria, and it meets the substantive ones, it's ef shalakayim, it's not lav, or, you know, it's not masna lakar davar na Torah. So then it's like all other tanai. He doesn't mean to say that every tanai works.
Okay.
And any other questions?
Okay, so let's just take a look lastly. Take a look at the Rashba.
And the Rashba, I'll read the Rashba. My turn to read. Okay. Unless anybody objects. Anybody's welcome to correct my reading if you think I've made a mistake. That's fine. Because I do make mistakes too. The Hadam Rina Lakaman, Gabinana Rabyose Hagalili, the Amar, Hechan Matsinu Asura Lazam with Paris Lazam. Bamai, Ilema, the Gemara says, Bamanas, Harehu Tretz Lobiznos, Alabachwitz. De Alma, Baamanas, Lomashkahas Lasha, Tehe Asura Lobiznos. The Imlokain, my cushion. So that was Tosis' question number two. The almanas ki hai, such an almanas, namely a complete ban on via harehu kechutz, it belongs in the chutz box. Umande polik the almanas ki hai polik nami bachutz. Anybody, if you argue by almanas there, you argue by chutz. Umande polik bachutz b'hai nami polik. So what do you do with that? So yeshla kitzkashi would suggest that amanash shlotibali doesn't work. So yeshlomar the sphere le lemaksh in isa the Rabbi Yose Hagalili command the amar b'amanas pligi mistama a amanash shlotinasi the Tony great hashani bebraisa hayameshiv chuvaso kain tirtzu batosfas. That's one obvious answer, which is he was just responding to the braisa. That's actually really whose answer was that really? It's not an hour tosis. That's the Rush's second answer. That's the Rush's second proof, I think, something like that. He just says that the Rush gives a particular reason why. Why was Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, if he were doing Amanas, why would he be responding to the Brace? Okay. V'yesh mefarshim, the Hadak Amar, this is the part that I really wanted. This is the Chiddush. So far, it's what we've seen already. That's still, that's Tosis. Mishum ha, afa pishelo hutra etzlo afila biznos, mishum tnai, biznos, mishum tvai. By the way, here's a great example. Here's a great example where somebody put the comma in the wrong place of the addition. Move the comma from after the word tnai 2 words later and put it here. Afa pishe, mishum ha, afa pishelo hutra etzlo afila biznos. Mishum tnai, lo hashiva le, I think. Mishum tnai, I guess you put it either way. Lo chashiv asur lezem retaris lezek moshe kasab. El aho the matza kushiv shoot the bamanash al tnasi greida moshe breisa nakach. All right, so this is still Tosis. Inami, ika lameima, the dafka hutra etzlo biznos karma. Uchagom shlo hisna lai al manash al tnasi mithoni. Da hashta hutra etzlo biznos.
V'hava lein l'shanuyen v'amanah shelo tinasim lo shetibadim. What's the answer? Shimi?
We weren't 100% sure, or we think that what he's saying is that it was easier for the Gemara to use the terms of Amanat and Chutz than trying to say this Amanat versus that Amanat. So that's why it used that terminology. But it doesn't mean Chutz and not Amanat.
Well, the first thing I would say is the following. The Gemara could have turned around and said, hey, if Rabbi Yosei treats Amanas Shaloti Bali like Almanash Lotinasi, then in fact we do have a case by Almanas of Asura Lazem with Paris Lazem. And we could leave Rabbi Yosei HaGalili as understanding the Machlokas being by Almanas. Ella Lonicha Le What did Tosa say? Tosa said that if they argued, that we can't have a case, even if Tosa said, even though Almanash Loti Bali is like Almanash Loti Nasi, the Gemara still would have asked the question, is that she's Muteras Lav? Because when you're Nesar B'Tanai, you're considered Muteras. That's what Tosa said. And Tosa said, under no conditions could the Gemara have left Rabbi Yosei HaGalili as being Almanash. And as when Rabbi Yosei HaGalili's Pircha was, Asura Muteras, that doesn't work by Almanas, because Almanas definitionally means Muteras. This answer, the Rashba says, no, not true. Almanas is not definitionally Muteras. We look at the result, not just the way you get it. And if he had said Almanas Shaloti Badli, indeed, it would have been Asura Lazelagam. And Rabbi Yosei HaGalili would have asked the question on that. Notice we could have said Rabbi Yosei HaGalili was working with an Almanas, except we didn't want to. For linguistic reasons, you don't want to have two tanaim there. We would rather have him talk about by chutz, because the other tana, I don't know which other tana is in mind, has them arguing by chutz. The Mishnah, I'm not sure about that last line. But what he's saying, in other words, think about there are really three different approaches in why the Gemara does not want to have a case in Almanas for within Rabbi Yosei HaGalili, where Rabbi Yosei HaGalili is saying you have Hotra and Asura, right? The Gemara said initially that she's Muteras Bezus, therefore it's Muteras Lakol. So the question all the Mishnayim are asking is why not say Almanas Shalothi Bali, and now Almanas, Rabbi Yosei HaGalili can be understanding that it works by Almanas. Namely, if you said Amanash Loti Badli, she's Asur Lizet and Mutar Lizet. So Tosra says that that wouldn't work because even if she said Amanash Loti Badli and she is de facto Asura, it's still considered Hutra Lizet. Because it's not she's not Megureshes from Legabi, that guy. It's just she can't Lamaisa be because of it to know. And the Rivah said that the reason why the Gemara didn't want to make that Ukimta is because if you hold that the Machlokas is by Amanas, then in Hachanami, Amanash Loti Bali doesn't work. But the Rush, and that's why you can't have it. Rabbi Yosei HaGalili, you can never have a case Amanash Loti Bali that would be Asura Zemekaris Lazet. If they argue by Amanas, then in Hachanami, Amanash Loti Bali is like Chutz. But the Rashba says no. The Teretz that he quotes says that in Hachanami, the Gemara really could have said. In other words, Almanash Loti Bali is like Almanash Loti Nasi. And the Gemara could have had Rabbi Yosei HaGalili understanding the Machlokas with an Almanas. And he could have asked this question, Asur Zem or Teres Lazet, by a case of Almanash Loti Bali, and the Tanai works, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if they're arguing with an Almanas. So she's Asur to this guy, and even Lusnus, and Muteres to everybody else. In Hanami, they could have read Rabbi Yosei HaGalili is working with an Almanas, even though Almanash Loti Bali is good according to Rabbi Eliezer in that case. But they didn't want to because it was more awkward to do.
It was more awkward to do. Okay. And as they just didn't want to give that case. So instead, they preferred this theory to the other thing. So that's a totally different approach than just in terms of solving that particular question. Which, by the way, is probably the most pshat of those three tevutzim. Tosis, who says that every amanas is a categorical heter. The Riva, who says that if you machlokis is an amanas, then inachanami al national kibali is no good. And the Rashba's Teretz. Which do you think is the most mistaber Teretz? I don't know. I like the Rashba's Teretz, this Teretz, actually. Because it doesn't, well, I don't know. Fine.
Isn't the Tanya have a massive fluke, a sort of, within the Bavli's own sort of system of logic, a very convincing Tanya?
Well, the point is that, I don't know. I there's something, I don't know. Maybe not. All right. Any other questions? Okay. Safra, you want to stop the recording?